don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. That's where we are. And we are going to be talking about some pills with lots of potency that people like to use. Yeah. And men, especially. And also, we're going to be talking about your cells. You got 60 trillion of them. And what you can do to help them, especially during the cold and flu season. And speaking of flu, we might have time to touch on some armor-plated germs and see what we can do about those little buggers. And, well, we got a lot to talk about. Let's just put it that way. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, don't forget, coming up here this month, we're going to talk to Dr. Carly on the 15th. Yep. And today's Tuesday, so if you subscribe to the American Survival Newsletter, it went out already at 6 o'clock. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. If you haven't signed up, you can go to the PowerHerbs.com website and click on Books and Newsletters tab and get over there. And there's a couple of selections. You can sign up for some free online newsletters that go out every week. And you get some discount coupons you could use on your herbal products as well. So that's really cool. So a big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women. Of course, that we are. I'm praying for righteous men and women all over America, all over this world, just to say no to tyranny. I mean, you know, think about it. What's the biggest part of government? We the people. We better start acting like it. We're going to stand up for righteousness' sake. You're going to just tell these people no. No. They got to get used to hearing that from us. That's what they got to do. Only a couple hundred people on Capitol Hill. They think they can run everybody's life. Well, we're going to talk about Obamacare and the Quack Report in a minute. But I just wanted to say I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you will, too. Mind the time, it grows short. You know, it's our job to ask. Lord's will, he'll be done, but it's our job to ask. You know, spend some time in prayer. You'll be healthier, scientifically proven. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. All right, what do we have here? Let's see. Carla Murdoch, Washington Lee University. She did some study on first-year students going to college. And she was checking out, you know, their sleep, why they were so sleep had a lot of sleep deprivation. Well, she comes to find out that these kids are texting more and more and more. And the more you text, she says, the less sleep you get and the more stressed you are. She said people who send a lot of text messages sleep less because they often feel pressured to reply to messages even if they come in the middle of the night. Yeah, they kind of sleep with their cell phone right there next to them. They also, you know, sleep with the cell phone and, you know, they can get those incoming texts 24/7. And people who communicate by text, she says, have more stress in their friendships, their relationships. I hate texting. I can't do it. I just refuse. You know, maybe briefly with my kids, but they know I hate it. She says it's because texts are usually kind of unable to convey the nuances of important and sensitive issues that, you know, a lot of misunderstandings happen. You know, people get stressed out. So, yeah, quit texting. You'll feel lighter. Moving along in the Quack Report, what else we have? Let's see. Ooh, chicken, the poultry industry. Looks like the U.S. Department of Agriculture is currently trying to, change the processing a little bit. They're trying to modernize, they say, their rules for conventional poultry production. And if they have their way, it's going to eliminate a large percentage of their USDA inspectors and speed up the factory production process. Yeah, it's going to save the poultry farms $250 million a year because they can inspect themselves. How about that? You know, even though salmonella rates detected in the meat, the poultry have steadily dropped, but you know, they're saying, but people are still getting sick with salmonella, you know, the CDC will tell you. And the reason is because the USDA meat and poultry, they have some inadequate and outdated tests when they test the meat thing. So if the new rule is implemented, this means, you got it, all chicken will be presumed to be more contaminated with feces, pus, scabies, and even bile. So automatically, your chicken's going to get a bath in a chlorine solution. Go organic. Last but not least in the Quack Report. Okay. Don't freak out over Obamacare. Apparently, if you look at, there's some exemptions already available in this Obamacare thing. With the individual mandate system, it's got loopholes for people who have maybe experienced some hardships or have some irregularities happening in your life. So these loopholes are pretty broad sweeping. They kind of make it hard for someone to pay, you know, the fee and stay uninsured. So so here are some of the regular exemptions according to healthcare.gov. If you're uninsured for less, if you're uninsured for less than 3 months out of the year, you're exempt. The lowest price coverage available to you would cost you more than 8% of your household income. You're exempt. You don't have to file a tax return because your income's too low. You're exempt. You're a member of the federally recognized tribe and eligible for services through the Indian Health Service provider. You're exempt. You're a member of a recognized healthcare sharing ministry. Hey, that's interesting because somebody just sent me a link the other day on Christian ministries. You might want to check it out. So also you're exempt if you're you're incarcerated or if you're not lawfully living in the United States anymore. Okay, and then there's the hardship exemptions. There's a few of them. I won't read them all. But if you're homeless, you're exempt. If you're evicted in the past 6 months and you're facing eviction or foreclosure, if your utilities have been shut off, if you recently experienced domestic violence, if you recently experienced a death of a close family member, also, if you experience fire, flood, or other natural or human disaster and cause substantial damage to your property, you're exempt. Now, if you filed for bankruptcy in the last 6 months, if you've had some medical expenses you couldn't pay in the last 24 months, you're exempt. And if you experience unexpected increases in necessary expenses because you're caring for an ill or disabled family member, you're exempt. And you would be exempt if you're claiming a child who's been denied Medicaid. So that's just some of them, but so you can check it out. And of course, I like that Christian Ministries option. That looks pretty good to me. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, let's see. What do we have here? Get my microphone all situated. We're going to talk about potency pills that are kind of – the potency pills that are pushing the limits. Are they ever? And you'll be amazed, I think. A lot of people don't look at some of the details. Now, let me just ask you this question, okay? Get your thinking cap on. This is a – I don't know. This could be a Jeopardy question, you know, or Karnak may be asking this one. What does angina, heart disease, Bob Dole, and erectile dysfunction all have in common? Well, the answer is a little blue pill that nets $2 billion in sales every year called Viagra. That's right. So a mountain of marketing has been created for this substance called sildenafil citrate, which was originally designed 24 years ago to treat coronary heart disease like angina and blood pressure. So Viagra sales net about 45% of the market. There's some other competition there. Second place goes to a drug called Cialis. So this is a significant risk that comes. There is significant risk that comes with using these types of drugs. So we're gonna check it out. Well, I want you to be informed and see if there's like something else, less risk, that you could use instead. Let's look at the drug because it failed the test. That's right. In the late 1980s, the drug known as Viagra failed miserably in the treatment for coronary heart disease. Mm-hmm. They made this pill for heart disease, but it didn't do what it was supposed to do. Researcher Ian Ostrotha of Pfizer, I can't even pronounce that name. Ostrotha. Interesting. Well, he worked for Pfizer, but he compiled the evidence, and he happened to notice that the male participants said that they had an increase in erections a few days after taking the drug. So it was strange that the drug could enhance blood vessel function in the genitalia area, but not in the heart. So by the 1980s, Viagra was fast-tracked to be the drug in every American bedroom. So drug companies pushed to replace testosterone with a blue pill called Viagra. All right, let's look at the political power behind this, because in the 1990s, there was still a stigma attached to erectile dysfunction, and men and their sexual partners really didn't like to talk about it. So if you didn't talk to your doctor about it, how can he convince you that you need to take this blue pill? So to break the ice, the drug company Pfizer hired politician Bob Dole. You know, he was put on the air to heighten public awareness to the male impotence problem. So the CIA was even said to have used Viagra pills as bargaining chips in dealing with the Taliban insurgency. By 1998, 40,000 men filled their Viagra prescriptions, hoping to leave erectile dysfunction in the dust. Well, and then there were fewer, to be honest, because the first year that Viagra was marketed to the public as the solution to male impotence, over 500 men died using the drug. So in 2000, a researcher, Dr. Dan Gay Call, he brought to the attention of the American College of Cardiology that the cardiovascular events most likely associated with the use of Viagra were happening. However, they didn't really want to officially state that Viagra was the underlying cause for heart attacks and death. So Dr. Call put it this way, being politically correct, of course, he said, our data appear to suggest that there are a relatively high number of deaths and adverse cardiovascular events associated with the use of Viagra, end of quote. So researchers at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles reported in 2000 that they had 1,473 adverse events involving Viagra. And that's just one U.S. hospital. So according to the research, a 50 milligram dose of Viagra can cause health risks within 4 or 5 hours, and a mortality the majority of the risk occurred in men younger than 65 years of age. So the adverse events and the deaths as a result of using, these drugs to treat ED are being underreported. So drug task force agents in Athens, Georgia, they report that they're routinely finding college-age men in possession of Viagra, and they don't have a prescription for it. So Viagra is often misused as a party drug. And a study done by the San Francisco, California Department of Health in 2002 reported that homosexual and bisexual males were 4 times more likely than heterosexual men to use Viagra. So within a year of Viagra being released to the market, it went from a household name to a street drug. Now, free samples of the drug were given to physicians, and the blue pills were given out like trick-or-treat candy. So men that were in possession of the samples shared them with friends, having no knowledge of their health condition or if they were taking other prescription drugs. So by 2002, there were over 23 million men using Viagra. Wow. But then there was a new pill in town. That's right. As if Viagra were not enough, risking men's lives with erectile dysfunction, in 2003, the FDA approved Bayer's Levitra, I think it was what? Yeah, Levitra. And then they also approved Lilly's Cialis for the market. So the side effects of the Cialis were kind of similar to the Viagra's. But this time, doctors were warning their heart and blood pressure patients that the drug had problems and not to use it. So in 2012, there was yet another drug for erectile dysfunction called, Sachendra. And it was released just pick one. I mean, they're all bad. Sachendra is just as bad as the rest, and if you live in Germany, the insurance companies there pay for the drugs. They pay for these erectile dysfunction drugs. So what you should do is expect the opposite when they tell you these drugs do certain things. In 2003, the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Medicine reported that the adverse events from Viagra were actually due to the drug's ability to elevate a compound level called CGMP, which is cyclic guanosine monophosphate, and it makes the platelets in the blood clump together, which caused stroke, heart attack, and death. And you got to remember this drug failed the cardiovascular drug testing, but it was not really released how it failed. So the drug was supposed to dilate blood vessels and stop blood from clumping, but it didn't. And it was worse. It created a cardiovascular risk. So the drug companies know this, but they market it as a drug for something else, male impotence. So the new research published in the Journal of Cell debunked 24 years of scientific claims that CGMP prevents platelet clumping. And you've got to ask, what else science has was tragically wrong about, either by ignorance or by deception? So what the new research is showing is that Viagra offers cardiovascular risk in those with a history of health conditions, especially those with thrombosis and arterial sclerosis. Well, Dr. Paul Blumenthal says, you know, the death is a risk men are willing to take in order to have an erection, apparently. That's right. What is the mortality rate on this drug? Well, good question. According to Dr. Paul Blumenthal, he's professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland. He says this: the mortality rate is 5 per 100,000, or 1,150 dead men annually, for the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra. That's just the Viagra. Now you got three others besides that, see. So that's the risk men are willing to take to have erections, he said. And according to witnesses, men over 50 who had adverse events while using the ED drug after one dose, and they were engaging in a sexual act, they either passed out, collapsed, stop breathing, turned gray, experience hemorrhagic or brainstem stroke, or sudden death by heart attack. So death by drug side effect is ranked among the top five causes of death in the United States. So naturalnews.com, they recently reported on a man in Colombia. His name is Ramirez Paulina, who, in an attempt to impress his girlfriend, he overdosed on Viagra. He experienced a painful erection that lasted several days, and his second attempt to get medical care landed him in the operating room. That's right, where he was informed that the Viagra had damaged his penis, and it was becoming gangrenous, and it needed to be surgically removed, which it was. Yeah, see, it just will rupture all those blood cells, and then you got a problem. And, of course, you know, and there's people using this for recreational use. Because I mentioned younger men are using male impotence drugs as a recreational type of drug, and this drug is dangerous no matter how old men are. You know, take, for example, the 25-year-old male from Yemen, overseas. He took 5 Viagra pills. That's 125 milligrams. Doctors usually prescribe this drug between 25 milligrams and 100 milligrams per dose. So he takes 125 milligrams of this Viagra on the day of his wedding. Okay? He collapsed at the wedding reception, and he died at the hospital. So maintenance is necessary. It's a necessary reality. We all got to face it, whether you're talking about your car, your furnace, or even your own body, right? So you will want to use common sense and use some natural therapies to reduce the health risk as you get older. Okay, eating whole organic foods, drinking clean water, get some regular exercise. Those are the basics. Got to have that. And using some prevention-type natural therapies are going to help cleanse away toxins and build an immune system to help you reduce your health risk and prevent physical dysfunction. Huh? Okay. You got to ask yourself, how did these guys in the Bible live so long and father all those kids? Right? And they're in their 100 years old, 800 years old. Huh? Well, we can reference empirical history. where, you know, specific herbs actually help men balance their reproductive system for better function. So herbs like sarsaparilla, saw palmetto, cardamom, thuja leaf, ginseng, ginkgo, these are just a few. And you can learn how to use these herbs to cleanse the prostate, reduce inflammation, help the body make the right amount of testosterone hormone for you, improve the circulation without all the risks and adverse events, okay? So if you'd like to learn more about how you can reduce the risk of male impotence and protect your prostate, well, you call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and you can ask them about their male hormone formula or their prostate kit. You can call toll-free to order or to get a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com, and click on the Just for Men tab, okay? And this is where your healthcare options just became endless, and you have power. You have tools. You have instructions. Get the job done, see? And it's not going to kill you. Let me read you a couple of quotes from feedback from folks that are using some of those products at Apothecary Herbs. This is from Jeff A. in Huntington Beach, California. He says this: thank you for this system. My energy and mood improved dramatically, and thank you for the prostate cleanse. It has made a huge difference. I am recommending it to my friends. So you can do that. You can recommend that all to your friends. Also, regarding the male hormone formula, Zach in Huntersville, NC, says this: after using your male hormone tincture, I find that I have more endurance. I experience additional function when I use it with your circulation or heart formula. Thanks for the natural alternatives. End of quote. So you can experience all those natural alternatives, too, if you just decide. That's what you can do. Go to thepowerherbs.com. You can check it out. Money back guarantee, and all the ingredients are listed in the formulas, so you can make an educated consumer choice there. And while you're on the website, if you want to learn more about natural health news and empowerment, then you can check out their newsletters. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and it covers health, politics, and finances. And then the Health Quest goes out on Fridays, and it's all about natural therapy. So you can sign up for one or the other or both, and they're free. They go out in your email every week. You can just sign up anytime you want at thepowerherbs.com, and also you'll get discount coupons to use towards your herbal products. And speaking of herbal products, we had the biggest 25% off sale over the weekend, and I want to thank everybody for making that a huge success. A lot of people stocked up and saved big time, especially the cold and flu season, and they stocked up on their cleanses. They did an amazing job, and I want to applaud everybody that took advantage of that sale and saved money. You know, what could be better? You know, get some healthy organic products to be healthier and save money. That is just awesome. So we might do it again. Probably give you a longer heads up, though. That was kind of a spontaneous little thing we did, and it was the first 25% off sale we've ever done, and people liked it, so we did too. We had a great time. Well, I can see by that clock we're going to take a break, but you know, when we come back, we're going to be talking about some other health stuff. We're going to talk about the cells, the 60 trillion cells in your body, and what food is going to help those cells. What foods are medicine for those cells? And there may be some foods you probably are kind of surprised about. And if we get time, we'll talk about those armor-plated germs and how we can beef up your immune system. Cold and flu season is going to be bad this year because it's already starting to get really cold here in North Carolina, and I see people are getting congested already. So if you have congestion issues, you know what you need. Echinacea Deluxe. It's your upper respiratory infection formula. Go to thepowerherbs.com and look it up, Echinacea Deluxe, or go into the cold and flu section and check that out. So we're going to talk about that. And if you have a health topic you want me to include in the show, don't be shy. Send me an email off the website, and I'll be happy to include it into the show. And, hey, and Magical Engineer, do we have our poison pestle soundbite? Do you happen to have that pulled up? I don't know if he does. The Maybe not. Maybe for the second half. Get it for the second
Listen
half?
Listen carefully. Pellet with the poisons in the vessel with the pestle. The chalice from the palace has the brew that is true.
Or the pellet with the poisons in the vessel with the pestle. The chalice from the palace has the brew that is true.
Good man.
Just remember that.
Absolutely. Who could forget it? Say it. Three times math. We got to take a break.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about your cells. You've got 60 trillion of them. That's the approximate number that science thinks you have in one human person, 60 trillion cells. You also have billions of chemical exchanges and reactions every minute in your little mini universe we call the human body. So you have the power, get this, to determine how successful all of these chemical exchanges are going to be because you directly have influence on every single energy source in your body. And do you know how you have that influence? It's by the food you put in the body. So therefore, food is going to promote health or it's going to promote disease. Something that the World Health Organization understands, which is why they are aggressively pushing for global food harmonization codes and infrastructure to control your health. So food is medicine, and this is going to be a future category, actually, according to the World Health Organization. If they get their way, food is going to be recategorized as a medicine. So in their view, if they have to be regulated, then food would have to be regulated too. See how that works? So you and I need, according to the World Health Organization, their assistance because we can't self-medicate ourselves with food properly. So rewards and punishments have already been, tossed around, being discussed. Even the U.S. government wants to include all of this implemented in your Obamacare. Extra taxes on certain foods are also, as you see, certain states, soda pop and things like that. And they want to discourage, they say, obesity and diabetes. Let's look at some ancient foods for just a second, because our ancestors may well have been smarter than we are. Despite all our technology and advances in the medical science area, ancient physicians prescribed foods to fight disease. So Dr. John Potter of the University of Minnesota, he discovered some ancient medicinal foods, and the Egyptian physicians, he said, cured nearly 80 diseases with cabbage and 30 diseases with onions and garlic. And it was considered the holy grail of medicinal herbs. Now, these foods worked so well that cabbage and broccoli were grown solely for medicinal purposes, and they prescribed them for things like diarrhea and headache, gout, and digestive disorders. Now, the Romans saw the value also, and they would use lentils for diarrhea and for mood disorders, lentil soup. So grapes weren't always used to make wine, and some were allocated and stored as raisins for a variety of medicinal preparations. So currently, 75% of the world population relies on the healing power of foods and herbs. Now, folklore remedies were primarily responsible for, you know, leading modern science to discover the medicine in plants. But now, about 2% of your pharmaceutical drugs contain any organic ingredients. So 15 years ago, drugs had about 25% organic matter in them. So something is wrong with man's thinking when centuries of experience, you know, empirical history, is replaced with a theory, and organic ingredients are replaced with petrochemical ingredients. Oh, yeah. So our ancestors may not have known about microscopic germs and cholesterol and hormones. However, they didn't have the health care system on the verge of collapse either. Well, let's talk about your population studies, because scientists have spent a lot of time and money trying to discover that certain cultures have healthier people because of their diet. So in nearly every study, and it's an epidemiological study where they study cultures, there's a couple of cultures that keep popping up to the top of the list. They're the healthiest people on the planet, apparently. The folks in the Mediterranean, and of course, up until Fukushima, it was the Japanese people. So they also had recurring in these studies two major maladies which were nearly non-existent, heart disease and cancer. So these areas of the globe really didn't have to worry about, you know, statin drugs and, you know, radiation and chemo. Now, some foods tend to produce a drug-like reaction and can prevent many health problems, including but not limited to your clogged arteries, depression, pain and swelling, panic attacks, infertility, constipation are some of the more common illnesses. So if your food pharmacy has a similar or better impact as a pill pharmacy, one has to conclude that the food has an extraordinary impact at preventing disease. So, however, our current global governing bodies want us to start thinking that our everyday foods as being in just two categories, the healthy foods as drugs requiring regulation and the unhealthy foods as street drugs requiring an illegal status with some penalties, you know, taxes. So, therefore, you can understand why that food harmonization code, known as the Codex Alimentarius, would need to be established and enforced, right? That's where they're going. Now, there is a mammoth-sized database. It's called the NAP RELERT at the University of Illinois in Chicago, which contains over 100,000 entries of plants grown worldwide that have pharmaceutical type action. Okay, and why is this? Well, science wants to know everything there is about these plants. There are hundreds and even thousands of chemicals in your foods, like in your broccoli, for instance, which helps prevent things like cancer. And they want to identify those chemicals for the purpose of making pharmaceutical drugs from them. So in other words, they haven't really invented a broccoli pill yet that can match the health benefit that you get when you eat your broccoli. But there are so many chemical variables to consider in your foods and how they react with our billions of cells that science may never entirely understand the influence such food has over disease. Now, this is why this in this area of study, it's moved the food from the folklore realm to your mainstream medicine realm, say. So everybody knows that there are a powerhouse of substances at your disposal in your foods and your herbs and your spices to keep yourself healthy and your immune system strong, to defend yourself against diseases and viruses. And by the way, you're going to need that because we live in a time like no other that is threatening with all kinds of illnesses and disease. So if you're interested in detoxing your system to lighten the burden and to also use herbs to boost or rebuild an immune system if you've been using antibiotics or if you've been taking flu shots, you should call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they will help educate you on which herbs are going to help you accomplish those two goals and pushing you along to be more independent and self-reliant. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. You can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Of course, you know, the big 25% off one-day sale we had Saturday, we had a lot of people from the U.K. Get in on that deal. You know, the people of the U.K., part of the European Union, a few years back, what was it, 2010, I think, they kind of cut off the importing of herbs, but the UK is allowing personal orders under a certain amount into the country. So, I've been hearing from people left and right that, you know, the products that Apothecary Herbs has is not available overseas. You can't get them. So, they're importing them. So, also getting a call from the United Arab Emirates. They don't have what we have either. So, it's an interesting thing. People are looking to empower themselves, and I love it. God's herbs are good. I can't take all the credit. I'm just, you know, helping out. All right, let's talk about these armor-plated germs, because we're going to have a really cold and bitter winter, according to the weather and medical experts. They're kind of getting ready. Of course, your flu shots are being promoted. If you heard Dr. Carly recently last month on our show here on Herb Talk, she was saying how they're pushing at the pharmacy. They're pushing the elderly. They're bribing them to roll up their sleeve and get a flu shot. Of course, the elderly get a super-duper potent flu shot. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's look at it another way, shall we? Let's look at a way at working with your God-given immunity. And when you have a natural immunity, it's longer lasting. It's lifelong. The other kind of immunity that the medical science wants to sell you is not even temporary at best. All right. Back in 1996, there was this book that I read, written by Dr. William Lee, and it was called The Killer Plagues to Come, How You Can Be Invulnerable to Them, so how you can protect yourself. It's still an amazing instruction manual, actually, if anybody wanted to kind of look for it, you know, on Amazon or somewhere. It shows you how you can outsmart the superbugs with a lot of nutrition and herbs. So there is so much beneficial information to empower you that, you know, I won't be able to cover it all in this segment of the show. But you want to strengthen a weak immune system, and you can make it 1,000 times stronger. That's within your reach to do. And if you understand how the superbugs and your immune system work, that's part of the learning curve, so you can develop a strategy to defeat disease. Well, the bacteria of today has kind of changed, as you know. It has mutated, it has developed, it has protective armor against the poison that we usually throw at it, which is what mainstream throws out the antibiotics, right? So modern medicine really didn't worry too much that the drug-resistant reaction bacteria was developing back in the 40s, because the pharmaceutical companies would just, you know, turn over another rock, dig up a new, you know, pathogen and make an antibiotic out of it. However, one by one, these bacteria did survive the antibiotics that we were creating, and they developed an armor plate against these poisons, because that's what an antibiotic is. If any doctor worth his salt is going to tell you, when you take a drug like an antibiotic, it is a poison, it is a toxin, and it rouses your body's defenses. See? And so that's what the antibiotic attempts to do to defeat the infection. Okay? So, but it's very toxic, and your liver will attest to that. Your liver could speak, it'd probably slap you, you know. But the transition went on for several decades as the drug companies were kind of keeping just ahead of the bacteria mutations back in the 90s. Now, Wall Street celebrated the pharmaceutical success as bacterial infections such as your pneumonia, your blood poisoning, your syphilis, your gonorrhea, your tuberculosis were supposedly disappearing into non-existence. The reality is they didn't disappear, but they were reinvented, and medicine helped the bacteria do that. So they were reinvented, and medicine is now admitting that it is stumped on how to circumvent these deadly drug-resistant, armor-plated versions of the original bacteria. Well, let's look at some germ biology, because the word germ refers to a microorganism which causes disease. So the germ category contains certain viruses and fungus and bacteria. Each germ has its own shape and character and can differ on the way it reproduces or spreads in the host, that be you. So bacteria are different from viruses. Viruses are so small that it can be seen with the use of an electron microscope. Viruses cannot really replicate on their own. They have to have a host cell that provides a metabolizing protein for that function. Therefore, scientists don't refer to viruses as, quote, living. Bacteria, on the other hand, are much larger, more complex than viruses, even though they are microscopic. The outer layer of the bacteria contains a hard, rigid cell wall and gives the bacteria its shape and support. Inside is a plasma membrane found around, it's around the living cells. So the membrane kind of acts like a toll booth as substances come and go. And the guts of the bacteria are called the cytoplasm. And they're just inside the ribzones or ribosomes. This is the protein synthesis area. Then you have the nucleoid, which is your genetic material, and then your plasmids, which are DNA, which control resistance to your drugs. So the antibacterial products, including your antibiotics, are designed to attack the ribosomes and prevent it from reproducing protein and hopefully destroy it. Now, other antibiotics are designed to attack the cell wall of the bacteria. So bacteria has three basic shapes, spheres, rods, and spirals. And some bacteria will have what look like octopus tentacles called flagella, which is thought to give the bacteria a locomotion or movement through your body. Ugh, creepy. So when it comes to your drug-resistant bacteria, what they've developed, it is due to their reproduction function called binary fusion or fission. So the bacteria will divide into two, and then they will be there will be a clone of the original. So the bacteria can actually double in number in just 20 minutes. So in just 10 hours, you could be invaded by billions of bacteria if your body had unlimited space and nutrition to support that growth. That's why those infectious bacteria that you pick up at the hospital, the flesh-eating kind and stuff, MRSA, is so bad because they replicate so quickly. So how is the bacteria outsmarting the antibiotics? Well, the bacteria have evolved by changing their own mechanisms, and it chemically modifies itself to fool the antibiotic. In other words, the bacteria develop its own antibiotic for the antibiotics. Isn't that great? It renders your prescription drug ineffective. So usually it accomplishes this through enzymatic inactivation of your drug. So the bacteria will modify their cellular enzymes, which react to the antibiotic drug and make it no longer effective. So bacteria have learned to remove the antibiotic poison from the cell. And another defense your bacteria have mastered is to change the part that is the target of the antibiotic and make it unrecognizable to the antibiotic. So like the antibiotic's like a seeking missile, well, so then your germ just turns off the heat. So just like Michael Jackson and the other celebrities would don disguises and go out in public to fool their fans, well, the bacteria is kind of putting on the disguise and it fools the antibiotic. I know it's strange, but yeah. So germ-negative bacteria also has a natural resistance to your antibiotics. This bacterium will have a cell wall covered with an outer membrane, creating a barrier against the antibiotics. So other bacteria are able to modify their DNA to make new genetic material as a defense against antibiotics. It's kind of frightening to scientists, actually, and your doctors at just how fast this bacteria are able to attain the means to develop a drug resistance in the population it's in. So the resistance is transferred to the clone bacteria during the DNA replication. It's passed on. This knowledge is passed on, and that is known as a vertical gene transfer. Wow. So how did we get here, folks? Well, the path our society has taken to antibiotic-resistant bacteria picking up more speed is because we layered in more uses of antibiotics. We didn't finish our course of antibiotics, and it left the bacteria able to develop resistance. We flushed unused antibiotics down the sewer, pumping drugs into our water and soil and later into our crops. Indiscriminate use of antibiotics for every disease, and even in man and veterinarian medicine and animal husbandry areas. Also, antibiotic-contaminated fertilizers thrown on our food, our crops, antibiotic resistance in GM crops, and a development of stronger antibiotics to combat the antibiotic resistance. So you see what we did here, you know? So the superbug bacteria can spread from animals to humans, usually infecting over 5 million a year because of these microbes found in meat and poultry. So do you like chicken wings? Anybody out there like chicken wings? I'm not a big fan of chicken wings, but people like them with hot sauce, buffalo sauce, whatever you want. It's big game night food. You know, we're going to watch some football, have some beer and hot wings. So if you like your hot wings, next time you see a big bucket of them or a big tray of them, you may not like me. You may say, I am going to kill her. Well, Dr. Rebecca Carley points out that the chickens are inoculated with antibiotics in the wing. The poultry is full of poisonous antibiotics. It's in the meat. So if you eat organic instead, you won't get that dose of antibiotics, see? Okay? Also, you get a lot of antibiotics in a glass of milk, or yogurt, or cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk, and the cows are pumped full of antibiotics, comes out in the milk. So you're getting a lot of antibiotics, folks. Cow's milk is bad for your heart, but if you analyze a glass of cow's milk, it's got 20 different chemicals in there. Dr. Mercola says that he has found painkillers, antibiotics, growth hormones, antifungal drugs, steroids, anti-malaria drugs, sex hormones, anti-inflammatory drugs in a glass of cow's milk. Ugh. Just switch to something else. Well, listen, I'm almost out of time, but I want to encourage you guys. You have the ability to strengthen that immune system of yours, you know, because these mutating bacterias, they don't know what to do against an immune system that's powered up with garlic and echinacea and astragalus root and oil of oregano for you guys out there that use that, or colloidal silver. Yeah. So don't think you got to rush off and get a prescription bottle. No. You don't always have to do that. Hey, just 6 antibiotic injections make your immune system a cripple, according to Dr. William Lee. Whenever your immune system deals successfully with an infection, it emerges from the experience stronger, better able to confront similar threats in the future. It's called lifelong immunity. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They're the immune system experts. They'll help you out. ThePowerHerbs.com. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.